Catfishing Radio, episode 21.
You're listening to Learn to Catch Catfish, Catfishing Radio, with your host, professional guide, Chad Ferguson. Catfishing Radio covers tips, tricks, and information to help you learn how to catch more and bigger catfish on your next fishing trip. The ultimate resource available for expert catfishing information. After listening, make sure you visit learntocatchcatfish.com. Now, here's your host, Chad Ferguson.
Hey, this is Chad Ferguson, learntocatchcatfish.com. You're listening to Catfishing Radio. Catfish Radio is the podcast radio show dedicated to the sport of fishing for catfish. If you fish for blues, channels, or flatheads, fish in lakes, rivers, streams, or ponds, all goal is to provide you with the information you need to be more successful out on the water on your next fishing trip. Catfishing Radio is a production of learntocatchcatfish.com, and Catfish Radio is a small portion of the information that we provide about fishing for catfish, so make sure you head over to learntocatchcatfish.com. Check out all the other articles, videos, and all the other great information we have available there on the website. If you haven't done so already, make sure you head over to Facebook and check us out at facebook.com/catchcatfish and on Twitter at twitter.com/catchcatfish. And also make sure you head over to check out our great channel and all the other catfishing videos that we have available on YouTube as well. Learn to Catch Catfish on YouTube. Want to thank Team Catfish for being a sponsor of Catfishing Radio. You can check out teamcatfish.com for all the great catfishing products. Sudden Impact Fiber Bait, Secret 7 Catfish Bait, the Double Action Circle Hooks, Thundercat Catfish Rods, and all the other great products available through Team Catfish. Again, teamcatfish.com, a proud sponsor of the Catfishing Radio podcast and Learn to Catch Catfish. Have a whole load of recent five-star reviews on iTunes for the Catfish Radio podcast. Want to thank Doug, Springfield, Missouri, Glass 007, J. Hatman 1978, Conductor Doug, and Sarge Army for taking the time to head over to iTunes and leave us a quick review. Lots of great information and feedback that have left on the five-star reviews there on iTunes. If you haven't done so already, make sure you head over to iTunes, look up the Catfishing Radio page on iTunes, or just go to learntocatchcatfish.com/iTunes, and it will take you or give you a link directly to that page. Write us a quick review, leave us a five-star rating, and go over to the top left-hand side of that and click that subscribe button. Make sure you're subscribed to the Catfishing Radio podcast in iTunes if you have a iPod, iPhone, or other Apple operating system device that you listen to the Catfishing Radio podcast on. This week's episode, going to do a quick round of catfishing Q&A, catching up on some questions that have been submitted through the website here of recent. Going to make it probably a relatively quick show. We'll see what happens. And this is going to be, again, Catfishing Radio episode 21, and will be the last Catfishing Radio podcast for 2011. We're going to take off the last 2 weeks of December, not do a podcast during that time, and we will be back in 2012 with all new episodes of the Catfishing Radio podcast for you to enjoy. If you'd like to come fish with me, you can check out txcatfishguide.com. Again, that's txcatfishguide.com. If you haven't done so already, make sure you head over there. Check out our all-new redesigned website there for North Texas Catfish Guide Service. And also make sure you head over to learntocatchcatfish.com/products, or just go to the main page, go up to the top, and you'll see a link there. It says products, where you can find the Jug Fishing 101 program, the Secret Channel Catfish Rig that I use for fishing for channel catfish, the Splat Fishing Techniques program, that's a technique for catching fall and winter blue catfish and early spring blue catfish, and then also other products coming up in 2012, including information on how to catch huge numbers of blue catfish in the springtime, and re-release of the Summer Channel Catfish information, and a variety of other new premium training products coming out in 2012 to help you catch more and bigger catfish. Those products are how we support learntocatchcatfish.com and are able to provide the articles, videos, and other information for free by selling those premium products to help offset the cost of hosting and everything involved with keeping Learn to Catch Catfish online. So make sure you head over and check that out. Again, learntocatchcatfish.com/products, or you just go to the main page, you find links to all that stuff over on the right hand side. So with that in mind, going to dig right into this week's show. And the first thing that I want to cover, this question specifically that I'm going to read off is from a gentleman by the name of Mike Prince. Submitted quite some time ago, but I've received this question a number of times here in the last 4 or 5 months. So I want to go ahead and cover it. And Mike sent me an email, said, I'm with you on CPR for catfish over 10 pounds, but have a question for you. I've hooked some fish quite deep and was told that if you just cut the line that the hooks will rust away and fish will be fine. Is this true or is it an old wives' tale? I've had some fish die trying to remove hooks that are hooked deep. What are your thoughts on this? So I want to preface this by saying just a little bit, talking about catch and release a little bit. And catch and release of trophy catfish is something that really is recent, is about 5 or 6 years ago that was kind of unheard of. There wasn't a whole lot of people that were practicing catch and release of those bigger fish. And there's a lot of guys out there, myself included, who when trying to help promote and spread the word of that trophy catch and release, we're kind of, it was a very controversial stance at the time. And a lot of people didn't agree with it. And here over about the last four, five, 6 years or so, I guess, it has become a much more popular stance for anglers who target trophy catfish. Now, certainly there are a lot of people out there who still do not practice catch and release of big fish, and will keep everything they catch or keep a lot of those big fish. And certainly there's a lot of places where it is legal to do that. And while as long as somebody's within the law, there's really not a whole lot that can be done about it. But I think it is a very good idea for anglers out there to help promote and help spread the word of that trophy catch and release of bigger catfish. A lot of guys use a 10-pound rule. A lot of guys use a 15-pound rule. I think 10 pounds seems to be pretty much the standard. But, I have seen firsthand on a number of different lakes what anglers keeping large numbers of these trophy blue catfish can do to the fishing. And there are people out there who will tell you that this is all a sham, that keeping these big fish will not affect the fishing in a lake, and there's just too many of them out there. And I can tell you that that's completely and totally false. And I have seen it firsthand for myself, that a couple of the lakes that I fished on, there were a few groups of anglers keeping very large numbers of trophy class blue cats that they were catching on jug lines. And within a matter of about 10 to 12 months, we saw a significant decline in the number of trophy class catfish that we were catching on these lakes, and became increasingly more difficult to catch them. So make sure that when you catch those big fish that you consider releasing them and putting them back. And if you're catching a lot of them, if you want to keep one, keep one. Put the other ones back. Let them go to be caught another day to help keep the lakes populated. You know, the 30, 40-pound fish that you release today is that next 40, 50, 60-pound catfish that somebody's going to catch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. And is going to provide a lot of excitement for somebody else down the road. So specific to Mike's question about deep hooked fish and hooks rusting out, we'll talk to a lot of people about this and you will get a lot of different opinions. And I can tell you that I have spent a significant amount of time doing research on hooks rusting out and whether they actually do rust out or not. I spent a significant amount of time talking to a number of biologists and people out there. And I guess long story short is, Mike, that hooks, for the most part, are not going to rust out. Now, if you're using an old rinky-dink, bronze, cheap treble hook, chances are it may rust out over time. Most of the hooks that are out there today are made of materials that aren't going to rust quickly and easily, and they are going to stay in the fish. So, going to backtrack a little bit there and talk about some things that you can do to help minimize the damage to the fish and what you should do if you deep hook a fish. There's been a significant amount of studies done over the years on this issue of fish being deep hooked and whether or not the hooks will rust out. A lot of different studies out there and a lot of information out there. I'll try to go in and link to some of these studies in the show notes for this episode 21. You can find in there on the website if you want to go in and check those out. And I'm just working off the top of my head, but several of these studies that I've read over the years indicate that fish that are deep hooked, they did a number of studies, and within 4 and 5 months, I think, time frame, again, working off the top of my head, that 70% of those fish still had hooks in them after a 4 to 5 month period, and those hooks did not rust out. Now, again, like I said earlier, many of the hooks that are made today are hooks that will not rust quickly and easy. Again, if you're using an old bronze cheap treble hook, chances are it may rust out, but it's going to take a significant amount of time. Now, what a lot of people usually say when I start having this conversation with them and we start having these discussions is, well, I don't understand, because I take hooks in my tackle box and get a few drops of water in my tackle box, and those hooks will rust in, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks. I go out, get a little water in my tackle box. Month later, I go to the lake, all my hooks are rusted. Well, the difference in that and what's taking place in a fish is the exposure to air, because hooks in your tackle box or in your boat or wherever else get wet, and then they sit in that water partially there in your tackle box or exposed to that water, and they are exposed to air, and that air is what accelerates that process of those hooks rusting. Obviously, a fish that's deep hooked and in the water, that hook is not going to be exposed to air, so that is going to make that process of that hook rusting out much, much slower. So, a few things you can do to minimize the probability of those hooks or those fish being deep hooked. First and foremost is going to be to use a circle hook. When you're fishing with circle hooks, you will catch very few fish that are deep hooked. Not going to say it's impossible, because it does happen from time to time, but it's pretty uncommon. If you haven't done so, go back and listen to episode 18 of Catfishing Radio, where I talked about catfish hooks with TJ Stallings from TTI Blakemore Lure Company. And then also go back and listen to episode 19 of Catfishing Radio, Catfishing with Circle Hooks, where Jeff Williams and I from Team Catfish talked about using circle hooks for fishing for catfish and some of the different ways you can go about using those. So you'll be set up for success when you get out on the water and start fishing with circle hooks. Now, the two hooks that I recommend are the Daiichi Circle Chunk Light and the Team Catfish Double Action Circle Hook. And again, go back and listen to those two episodes of the podcast. We talk all about hooks, sizing, how to fish with them, everything that you need to know about catfishing with circle hooks. But that's one of the things that you can do to minimize those deep hooked fish, is make sure that you're using a good circle hook. And those fish that you catch that are deep hooked will be very, very rare. Again, it's not going to completely eliminate it, because every once in a while you'll have one of those catfish come along that'll take that big hook down their gullet and will be deep hooked, but it's going to be pretty uncommon. Now, one of the other things that has come up in a number of these studies where they've studied striped bass and a number of other fish that have been deep hooked is the thought process is that when a fish is caught that is deep hooked, that if you, rather than cutting the fishing line straight down up against the shank of the hook so there's no fishing line left, then if you will leave a length of fishing line, some of these studies have indicated that leaving a length of fishing line, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12 inches, I guess, depending on the size of the fish, will help that hook lay flat in the fish's mouth or throat or wherever that hook is when it's deep hooked, and help eliminate or reduce that fish's inability to feed, because it's usually a lot of the problem is that hook gets down in their throat and they can't feed properly. So there are some studies that indicate that leaving a fish of a length of fishing line on that hook will help that hook to lay flat and will help give that fish the ability to continue feeding rather than hindering the ability to feed. So a lot of information out there. Again, nothing specific to fishing for catfish in any of these studies. Most of these studies are specific to largemouth bass, striped bass. There's some I've read about salmon, a number of different species of fish. So there's no true answer on whether or not, you know, specific to catfish that it will, how it affects these fish or any specific data about catfish. But what I do know is that everything out there that I've read agrees that these hooks don't rust out. I've heard figures of hooks rusting out in 7 days, 10 days, 14 days, and everybody out there that I have read or that I have spoken with agrees that that information is inaccurate. So again, first and foremost, try to use a circle hook. That's going to help reduce those number of deep hooked fish. What do you do if you catch one of those fish? Well, do the best you can to try to get the fish out or the hook out of the fish. If you can't get it out, then you have a decision to make. My thought process has always been that I would rather cut the fishing line, release one of those trophy catfish that is deep hooked, and see what happens and let it work itself out rather than kill it. Because if I throw it in the boat and I take it home, I know it's going to die. If I leave that hook in the fish and I release it, then I at least know that there is a possibility or a probability that that fish could survive, that that hook will work its way out. You know, and you're not just going ahead and erring on the side of killing the fish, and there's a probability that that fish is going to survive, because there is a lot of good information out there that reflects that these fish will continue to thrive with hooks in them, but that it, again, it does affect their ability to feed, and that it takes a long time for those hooks to work them their way out. So try to get it out. If you can't get it out, throw it back and let nature run its course and see what happens, because chances are, ultimately, at some point, even though it may take a significant amount of time, that that hook may ultimately, over a long-term basis, rust out or work its way out in some shape, form, or fashion, and there's a chance of that fish surviving. So that's what I could tell you about catch and release of deep-hooked fish. Now, the vast majority of fish that I catch that are deep hooked are channel catfish. Fishing with prepared baits like punch bait, that sudden impact fiber bait, sure shot catfish punch bait, channel catfish have tendency a lot of times to inhale the hooks. So what do you do if you're catching channel catfish and the fish are inhaling those hooks? First thing you want to do is make sure you increase your hook size. If you're fishing with a number 6 hook, go to a number 4 hook. If you're fishing with a number 8 hook, go to a number 6 hook. And increasing that hook size is going to help a lot with not deep hooking those channel catfish. Now, the other thing that you can do is make sure that you're in tune with the bite and that you're setting the hook quickly when you have an indication of the bite. That will not completely eliminate it, but it will help tremendously if you make sure that you're in tune with that bite. And that's why, or a lot of the reason why, that I use that Secret Channel Catfish rig. You can check that out on the website, get the information on how to make that, because that rig is so sensitive that you can stay in tune with the bite and you know when a fish comes anywhere near that catfish rig, and you can go ahead and set the hook using that Secret Channel Catfish rig. You can check that out at secretcatfishrig.com or just go to learntocatchcatfish.com. Check it out on the front page of the website. There's a link on the right-hand side with a little advertisement and some information there. Well, this podcast was going to be catfishing Q&A, but my computer is giving me fits with my microphone and all my recording software, and keeps locking up on me for some reason. I keep having to reboot my computer. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. So rather than being catfishing Q&A, this is going to be trophy catch and release and will hooks rust out of fish. And I'm going to go ahead and cut this one off. This is going to be the shortest podcast that we have ever done here at Catfishing Radio, but recording has given me such a problem that I'm going to go ahead and cut this episode short, and I may go ahead and come back and do another episode here in a couple of weeks. So thanks for listening to Catfishing Radio. Make sure you head over to learntocatchcatfish.com, leave a comment on the website, check out all the other articles and information. I want to thank Team Catfish for being a sponsor of Catfishing Radio. You can check them out at teamcatfish.com. Check out Double Action Circle Hooks, Sudden Impact Fiberbait, the Thundercat Catfish Rods, and all the other great products there available through Team Catfish. Until next time, this is Chad Ferguson, learntocatchcatfish.com.